I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour five of the Nation, and it's time now to get ready for Rangers baseball. Pregame coming up at 6:30. They're going to try to win a series against the Angels. That'd be 5 out of 6 dubs if they can get this done. They'd be over 500, and wouldn't that be fun? Here's Wolchuk with a proper round tripper.
Sure would be. Jacob Letts on the bump as the Rangers sitting 6 back of Houston in the American League West, and they're still in spitting distance of that wild card. 5 games back in the American League wild card. Right now, the Red Sox and Yankees are tied for the top wild card spot, and the Mariners trying to hold off the Royals and the Rangers and Guardians that are both tied right now at 500 overall. But it was awesome last week when we got the Adrian Beltre statue that was unveiled, and the podcast with Jared Sandler and Dave Raymond had Adrian Beltre on, and the way that the statue looks, of course, he's in the patent on it, one knee swing where he hit the home run in the World Series, and Beltre discussed how that swing came about.
We got to talk about this bit of going down to the knee. How and why did that start happening?
I always had a wild swing when I was in the minor league. I started getting this relationship with our minor league hitting coach. He understood my swing, but he knew that I needed some tweak here and there. He goes, you're chasing a lot of pitches outside strike zone. I don't want you to chase, follow it. You're swinging that pitch when you're coming off of it this way. So that's how I started doing it. When my swing started getting more sync, I was getting more power because I was doing that. I didn't like going one knee because I thought that I would lose power. And then when I came to the big league, I started understanding who am I as a hitter? What is my 4 or 5 things that make me who I was. And then I realized, okay, so why am I changing these things that make me a big leaguer? Well, what I did was, okay, I'm going to go back to that. And whatever any coach want to teach me, I can add to that, but not change this. This is who I am. And then the one knee thing came back more.
Pretty awesome. Just insight on how that came about. And I think when all of us think of Adrian Beltre, you think of that. And it makes a lot of sense when he describes how that came to be. But now it's always a part of Rangers history whenever you go to the ballpark.
It's an interesting part of everybody's journey, like what's going to make you great. And trusting the expertise of a coach only goes so far. At some point, you're going to know the game and you're going to know your body better and what feels right and what works for you. And when do you go back to that? You know, I think is an important part in everybody's journey. Obviously, Corey Seager has totally redone it, right?
Yeah.
And then you look at Dirk and Holger and all the different techniques that they use to arrive at a superior destination than, you know, traditional American coaches would have thought was a good idea.
This is, so I mentioned yesterday Andrew Heaney got DFA'd by the Pirates. And we do think of Cincinnati in football as a cheap organization, but there might not be a cheaper organization in all of sports than the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Did they not fly him back home or something like that?
Well, so what it is it's the innings here. Yeah. So they announced that they were going to move Heaney to the bullpen, and they just straight up DFA'd him. But he's thrown 119 innings this year. And in his contract, Heaney gets a bonus if he pitches 120 innings.
Oh,
it triggers a $50,000 bonus. So then if he hits 130 innings, it's a $100,000 bonus.
Wow.
140 innings, $150,000 bonus. And that continues all the way up to 160 innings. He gets another $150,000 bonuses. So before he needs one inning away from hitting a $500,000 bonus, and they say, ah, sayonara, we're good here. Unbelievable.
You'd only sign with that team if it's your last option. You're not in the big leagues unless the Pirates want you.
So bad.
That's just horrible. Yes. I can't imagine the agent ever sending players there again.
Just such a bad look. Like,
is it the Reds or the
I was talking the Bengals in the NFL.
But no, I know you were talking. He was with the
Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Pirates. Okay, I was thinking, man, the Reds. I'm like, what?
No, well, I said Cincinnati in the NFL. So that probably triggered you to think the Reds.
No, I was thinking Reds. Yeah.
But man, yeah, it's just I saw that and thought, man, that is just dirty. I mean, like the Rangers gave Eovaldi the All-Star bonus,
$100,000,
and yeah, like that's just a good gesture. That's good faith. And I think that probably goes a long way to future players.
I would love to say I don't think that Ray could do this. I think Ray would do this to avoid the luxury tax, to avoid extra hundos. You know, I think for this was a special exception that they were generous with Eovaldi.
Well, because he did deserve it. I mean, the guy's been unbelievable. I don't know. I'd hope that the Rangers wouldn't be that cheap of an organization, but hey, you said it.
Yeah, I mean, if they drop tonight and don't have a good weekend in Sacramento, I could see this happening as early as next week.
It is,
but for $50,000 is pretty. Yeah, I mean, $50,000 is pretty small.
Let's go. I do think that the Adley Rutschman conversation is fascinating, and that is circulating as the Rangers were the number two team. They listed 10 teams that would be landing spots for Adley Rutschman, the catcher for the Orioles, and I think that you could look. Kyle Higashioka should be here. But I do believe the Rangers will be looking to improve over Jonah Heim. And I was a Jonah fan, but I think that it is clear that offensively he's never going to get back to the all-star that he was in 2023. I still think he is an above-average defensive catcher, but even he has not been as good in terms of being able to throw runners out from the catcher position. I think the framing stuff Bobby Wilson helped him a lot with as well, and that stood out to me in a big way in 2023. But Adley Rutschman is an intriguing buy-low candidate, and I've seen the Josh Young for Adley Rutschman. Like, just each team say, hey, we're just going to move on from a guy that we drafted high in the first round, and they're having down years, and maybe it is a change of scenery. Obviously, I love Josh Young. I know people in my family that all went to Texas Tech would be really upset about that, and Josh Young's a fan favorite, but that might make sense for both franchises. If in third base, I don't know that that's really a screaming need at all for Baltimore, but something that I did think made some sense when you look at who would the Rangers part with in a possible Adley Rutschman trade. And I think Jonah Heim and Josh Young would both be under consideration there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Young for Rutschman, I mean, he'd fit right in. 227 with 9 home runs has Texas Rangers unfortunately written all over it.
It does.
Yeah, we're going to need the resurgence there.
I think you'll get it. I'm a big believer in Adley Rutschman.
Once he puts that the T on his hat, all of a sudden.
Cal Raleigh's the big dumper.
Different player.
He went OPS 806, 809, and then 709, and now 684 in his fourth season. I mean, I wouldn't want to pay big. Are we talking about this is a trade and we'll see how things go?
Because I know change of scenery trade.
It's a buy low type of deal. And then you still have Malcolm Moore, who they took in the first round a couple of years ago, that's developing. And, if it doesn't work out with Adley Rutschman, hopefully by that time, like another 2 years, he's ready to come up and be your starting catcher.
Nothing a little vitamin S can't fix, right?
Absolutely.
I'm talking about,
get it going. Wilson Contreras. So this happened two nights ago.
By the way, Wolchek, you might be onto something here. I'm just reading about the Orioles third base situation.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good overall. I mean, they're having struggles with some Jordan Westerberg.
Yeah.
Is their guy.
It was great 2 years ago, but everybody's kind of struggling.
And now they're having to call up guys from AAA. And
maybe it makes sense.
They might be struggling a little bit here.
Wilson Contreras got ejected the other night. He was arguing balls and strikes with an ump, and then he went absolutely crazy. Had to be held back by players and coaches, and then he turns around and flings his bat and actually nailed one of his coaches with the bat. The manager goes out there, ends up getting ejected as well, but now Wilson Contreras has been suspended 6 games after throwing his bat towards the umpire. Unfortunately, it was the coach. It is hitting coach Brant Brown who ended up getting hit with the bat. I will say the video, when you watch it, it's pretty damn hilarious. But Wilson Contreras, just a learning moment, you know, just keep your cool. And again, I think this is a great example. If we just have the tantrum room,
right,
where you can go into and it's a secure environment, you can just punch a foam wall or whatever it is. Just yep. let it out. It's okay.
Yep, for sure. For sure. And to be fair to Contreras, I think this was more of a tossed bat instead of a thrown bat. It was like a backhanded toss back to the...
It was like the smush instead of the punch kind
of
thing.
Yeah, just as a little bit of a distinction there. But it's funny, too, because he was so butthurt about a pitch that was absolutely a strike.
100%.
It was
other things like, that he was probably mad about.
Yes,
that
I'm sure this was
take over.
This was a buildup, no doubt.
Because he was in the wrong.
But it was a hard bleep off into the face of the umpire, and then everybody's having to hold them back. They got quite a few get-back coaches, it looks like, on that Cardinals staff right there. He was heated. Dude, I think that's the type of heated you get when it is so obviously a bad call.
Yeah, and dude's got a short temper. You know, I would just say he's very lucky that bat did not go to the umpire, because I don't think he'd be playing for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
if that was the case.
Yeah.
This has got to be a turning point for him.
Somebody needs one. Last thing here. Netflix is going to stream the 2026 World Baseball Classic in Japan. So they have agreed to a partnership, and that's the start of a relationship that is going
to
continue.
We're
going to
have some odd times there, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, like here in the studio. Are we just going to be able to pop that on? I don't know. Yeah. So the Home Run Derby is going to be on Netflix over the next 3 years. That deal's not official yet, but that's where it's going. And Netflix is also going to stream the Home Run Derby in the U.S., plus the WBC Classic, which is for the Japanese market. So Netflix getting in the MLB game now.
Great stuff, Woolchuck. You got the pregame coming up at 6:30 here with Jared Sandler. How will Jerry Jones react to what it appears Micah and his agent are cooking up? That's coming up next year in the name.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Rangers pregame's coming up here in about 12 minutes. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. They only get paid when you win. Okay, Micah Parsons, right before our show started, photographed at the airport. Jane Slater reporting he's going out of town to get a second opinion on his back. So that is interesting right there. He's been talking about the back. The Cowboys did an MRI early this week and felt like he was cleared, felt like he was going to be good to go. And then our buddy Zach Wolchuk brought up today earlier on the show, this must have been about 3 hours or so ago, how the Jalen Ramsey story developed in his final days and weeks in Jacksonville, represented by one David Mulligetta. Wolchuk, why don't you recap that once again for us?
Yeah, so I guess he ended up having a sideline. He outburst with one of the coaches and requested a trade, and the Jaguars said, we're not going to go ahead and trade you. So he ended up missing the next three games and said it was for back tightness. Also, another game he missed because he was dealing with flu-like symptoms. Then the Jags eventually work out the trade in October. They send him to the Rams, and then as soon as he goes to the Rams, that back is not an issue, and he was starting immediately.
So how do we expect the Cowboys to react to this? Do you think they're just like, it's fine, you know, this is business, this is negotiation, he doesn't want to play, they ultimately capitulate like they did with Emmitt Smith? Do you think they would let this go on the entire season? I can't imagine Jerry getting bullied by a player and an agent.
I agree with you. I think this is going to get ugly if that's how it goes. Right now, I don't think the Cowboys have believed that Mike is going to miss a game. I think that they believe he likes his money too much,
mm-hmm.
and that he's not going to end up saying, all right, I'm going to forfeit a game check. But if he thinks that he can get around that by getting a doctor to say, no, I really do have something wrong with me, and work around it via that way, the Cowboys are probably going to push back and be like, dude, our doctor's cleared you. There's no reason you can't be practicing. There's no reason you can't be playing. And now we've got a back and forth with the NFL, the Players Association, the Cowboys versus Mike's representation. The whole thing's going to get really, really bad.
And the Jaguars at that time, that was all the way back in 2019, they didn't file a grievance against him.
Well, at first they did for conduct detrimental to the team, but that's because he got in a fight with, I think it was Doug Marrone at the time, maybe was their head coach. Oh,
old bologna sandwich.
And they had an altercation over, like, Jalen Ramsey wanted him to challenge a play, and they got in each other's face. And so at that time, I think that was the only issue that had happened, and then that's when he formally requested a trade and missed the ensuing three games. I think they decided, we want you away from the team.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit different too, because he's saying, like, in real time right now, my back's tight or whatever. Like, for Micah, this has been weeks and weeks and weeks of alleging this. So they've been able to put a plan together, and you can't just say all of a sudden, oh, okay, we're in the middle of a season in Jacksonville. You say your back's tight. We can't really do too much about it. We just got to kind of take your word for it. This, like, if he had just been holding out or holding in and not participating but not bringing up the back, and then all of a sudden the week of the game you bring it up, now it's a little bit different. But they've had all this time to kind of put a plan in place to dunk on that.
Yeah, built the case for it. And I thought 2 days ago when Trayvon Diggs did that media session and said Micah wants to be here, I thought, wow, he just shot the wheels off of his, you know, hold in. He killed the leverage. But actually, what he was doing, and I was thinking, man, Mike and his agent need to tell Trayvon to stop talking about me. But what he was doing actually was supporting this idea that no, Micah wants to be here. This is his team. This is his family, which, you know, supports that. I don't know what it is, a scam. If I'm the Cowboys, I feel like I'm getting scammed here.
Yeah, it's like the only reason he's not playing right now is because he's banged up.
Yeah. So this story is getting even more interesting and more juicy, and I think it's going to go from ugly to dysfunctional, and we'll be all over it if anything breaks here over the next couple of days, as practice for Philadelphia is going to get underway Friday. And Shoddy has said up until now he expects him to be there and expects him to play. But I don't know if he was available for media right now, he would answer the question the same way. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control 75 and Fitz, who just went 4.5 flawless once again. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Broadus. And we'll be back tomorrow live at Jake's and Frisco. Fan Phenom rolls on. Jane Slater's close to this story. She'll join us at 5. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation at ease.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.